Hi, this is Mrs. Sizer, reading Chapter 17 of Almost Super. To the Mitsubishi. My eyes were still trying to adjust to the flash when a wave of thunder crashed over the house, shaking walls, rattling Mom's hanging fork decorations, and vibrating the floorboards under my feet. When the house settled down, Dad asked, "Is everyone all right?" I let go of the windowsill. The sky was dark and quiet once again. I nodded. "Was that lightning?" Benny asked. "Not lightning like I've ever seen before," I said. "It looked like it shot up from the ground." Dad wiped his mouth with his napkin. "Clearly, the Johnsons are up to something," he said. "I'm changing into my suit." Dad left the room. "Something isn't right," Rodney said. "It's like I was in the middle of doing something, and I didn't quite finish. Like I've left something undone." "I feel the same way," Mom said. We sat in awkward silence until Dad came back into the room, dressed in his super suit. "I'm off to see Grandpa," he said. "We'll find out what is going on." He strode to the window and looked out. "It's dark enough that I don't think anybody will see me fly out this way. Stay here and don't answer the door." Dad opened the window and jumped. I heard a crash. "Gah!" I went to the window. Dad was lying face down on the frozen ground of the flower garden, his arms stretched out in front of him. "What are you doing?" I asked, and then it hit me. The flash of light. Just like the one I'd seen on the day Benny and I got our powers. I turned and saw Rodney still in a daze. "Rodney," I said, "have you lost your power?" Rodney looked stunned. "That's it," he said. I'm not smart anymore. I have the brain the size of a pea." His voice filled with panic. "I'm like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with a tiny little pea brain, like a chickpea. Have you ever seen a chickpea, Rafter?" Minutes before, he'd been downstairs, racing through the internet, fingers flying, tracking down a supervillain. And now? "You're still smart, Rodney," I said, trying to sound encouraging. "You knew that a T-Rex had the brain the size of a chickpea. That's something, right?" "That's just it," Rodney said slowly. He seemed to be in a daze. "I'm not sure about the whole chickpea thing. It might be a walnut. I can't remember because I've lost all my brain power." "Do you have a new power?" I asked. Rodney looked at me and nodded. "Yes, yes, I do." He lifted up his hands. "I can stop my fingernails from growing." He paused, then spoke again. "See, they're not growing. Right now, they've stopped growing." "Mom," I asked, "what about you?" Mom didn't say anything for a few seconds. Then she said, "I can play an accordion with one hand." The front door slammed, and Dad walked in. He had snow and mud smeared all over the front of his suit. "I don't mean to alarm anybody, but I can't fly." Dad looked surprised that none of us looked surprised. "That flash of light gave everybody worthless powers," I said. "Do you have a worthless power?" Dad cocked his head to the side. I could see him searching his brain for his new power. He opened his mouth and burped. "Smooshtra Christya Yameyu." "It appears I can burp in Russian," Dad said. His phone rang and he answered it. Benny looked at me, his eyebrows raised. I shrugged my shoulders. "Well, that changes nothing," Dad said into the phone. "Of course we'll come. Right. Goodbye." Dad closed his phone. "That was Grandpa. It appears all of the Baileys in Split Rock have lost their powers. Reports are coming in that the Johnsons are waging a full-scale attack. They were last seen headed toward the stadium." "What does Grandpa want us to do?" Rodney asked. "Grandpa said it was probably safest to get out of the city," Dad said. "But that's not what he's going to do. And it's not what I'm going to do either. I'm going to meet the supervillains at the stadium, with or without my powers." Rodney stood. "I'm coming with you. Without my real power, I'm no good down in the root cellar. I'll get my suit." Mom got up and left the room as well. Benny looked over at me. I could read the look on his face as clearly as he was shouting. He wanted to go to the battle, but I shook my head. I had other plans, and I needed Benny's help. It didn't even seem to occur to Dad that we might come along. Even when all our powers were equally worthless, Dad still saw Benny and me as little kids. Mom and Rodney walked back into the room, dressed in their suits. "We can't fly, so we'll have to take the car," Dad said. And then, in his booming superhero voice, he said, "To the Mitsubishi!" I followed them out to the garage. They piled into our car, and the engine roared to life. "Dad," I called out, "be careful. Something isn't right." Dad nodded, then backed the car out of the garage and was gone. Benny stood there folding his arms. Once again, we're left sitting at home, and this time we don't even get to watch the battle on the monitors. "We're not going to sit at home," I said, "not this time." "Really?" Benny asked. "What are we going to do?" I pulled out the message that Juanita had sent me in the day of the supermarket battle. I hit reply and typed a quick message. "Meet us at Callahan Park, 10 minutes. "We're going to talk to Juanita," I said, "and we're going to solve this puzzle once and for all."